nutritious part of it. I forget how to do that. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, kids. Grace and peace to you from Jesus, who lifts us up, who loves us, and who lights up our way. Amen. Today's gospel encounter happens at night. And yes, it's Nick at Night. Is that still a thing? Is Nick at Night like a... Yeah, you watch SpongeBob and stuff at night. I don't know if that's a thing. But anyway, Nicodemus, he comes at night. And Nicodemus, you can just picture it there in the darkness. It's not like they have street lights and things like that back in the day. So it is dark. And Nicodemus inquires and is wondering about this Jesus. And so he says to Jesus, "Rabbi, no one can do what you do. You must be from God. How is it that you are doing these things?" And Jesus, I have a question for you. How is it that one can be born again after already being born? Can a person come out the mother's womb a second time? I don't get what you were talking about. How can these things be? There in the darkness, Nicodemus, a highly regarded Pharisee, who is there in secret because there's a lot to lose, he's wondering about this Jesus. And so there in the darkness, yes, Nicodemus is literally in the dark. It's dark there in this scene. And yes, literally there's a figurative darkness here as well. And yes, there's a symbolic darkness in this gospel. Because in John's gospel, symbolically, darkness equals sin. And so, sin is like a sort of shortcoming or missing the mark. Speaking of sin, and darkness, I'm really in the dark when it comes to math. Anybody not good at math here? Okay. I'll take that number times four, and that'll equal about, I don't even know what that equals. So, if we crunch the numbers, this morning, we'll be able to figure it out. I think I can figure this out. By crunching numbers, I mean by looking at the book of the Bible called Numbers. We'll crunch those numbers. And we had that as our first reading for today. Jesus refers to this scripture as he replies to Nicodemus, and Jesus says this. He says, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him might have eternal life. And so here's the math. And in math, you have a problem and hopefully a solution. And maybe that solution is right or wrong, but you do have a problem. And the problem in numbers is that there were deadly snakes on the ground back in the day of Moses. And these snakes would go and bite people, and it would kill these Israelites. And this was a sort of a curse for the rampant sins of the people. And the solution was that Moses made this serpent of bronze and lifted it high up on this stick. And so that whenever someone would be bit by a serpent, they would look up at this bronze statue and live. It was amazing. It was a miracle. And so Jesus speaks to Nicodemus there in this dark place in a language that he understands, as Jesus lifts up this example of Moses from the Torah, the Pentateuch, the law, the first five books there, that Jesus is trying to speak the language of Nicodemus. And so these L words will sort of light up our world today. It'll serve as our outline. Lifted, loved, and lit up. Basically, I'm just going to talk about what you just talked about, Katie. Exactly. And so we mentioned this idea of being lifted, drawing a parallel between the serpent that was lifted up on this stick and the people would live, and then Jesus, the Son of Man, being lifted up on the cross and the people would live. Jesus is drawing on that parallel. Number one, lifted up. Number two, loved. For God so loved the world. We could all say this together. I bet you we could. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that whoever believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16, the gospel in a nutshell. So in the context of Jesus' words, it might have meant something like this to Nicodemus as he was speaking to them. For God so loved these sinners, bitten by serpents, bitten by the snakes. He's talking in the context of the day of Moses, who lived in the darkness. For God so loved you and I, despite our worldly nature, despite the many, many shortcomings that we do have. God so loved the darkness of even the condition of humans, that he did not deem our end as a poisonous and painful end, that he rather took himself, that Jesus would take upon himself, bruised and beaten, and raised up on the cross to die for us so that the people would live, making this parallel between us who are on the ground and the snakes who are on the ground, that being raised up, the people would live, even though we are bitten by sin. And this is what Jesus is talking about, that people would live through him. And then as you see Nicodemus, you all kind of have in your mind's eye from the Chosen series maybe what Nicodemus might have looked like. Very wise looking. He's starting to nod now, like, okay, I kind of hear what you're saying. That you will be raised like that gold bronze statue serpent was raised, and that the people will live by looking to you. Nicodemus is starting to see the light. And this is the third L, and that is lit up. Jesus says, and this is the judgment. Light has come into the world, or salvation has come to sinners, or light exposes the truth because lies hide in the darkness. Jesus is the light. Nicodemus, his eyes light up like, aha, this rabbi, you do come from God. This teacher, he could truly be the Messiah. And this Jesus, he's the one who saves, just as his name would suggest. And so lifted, loved, lit up was Jesus, the Son of Man, who lived and lifted up and loved us. And Nicodemus left that night in the light, not in the darkness, knowing then who Jesus was, not so consumed with rules, but with relationship. And so remembering that Nicodemus is this highly regarded Pharisee, all about rules and making sure everybody was doing the right thing in the community. Now there's this transition between being right and having a new relationship with Jesus. So may be it for us today that we remember Jesus, who was lifted up on the cross for us, who loves us and who loves the world, and then who lightens up our darkened paths. Okay, today I lied. There are actually four L's. I meant to, yeah. Like I said, I'm not even good at addition. There's four L's, not three. The fourth L is Lent. Our message entitled Lifted for today takes us ever closer to the cross, where Jesus will be lifted up for us this Lent. Jesus lifts us to new life. He lightens our darkened paths as we know that we are loved by Jesus, our Messiah. Amen. Amen.